Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Membeis Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding out Esavei. It's about 10 lines into the page, and the first word online is Shum. So the Gemara is going to go back to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Eish Lakish that we were discussing last time. You find an Avodah Zarah that is broken. It broke on its own. So we had a Machlokes. Can you assume that the Ovid Kochavim was Mevatalit based on the Svara, that if it couldn't protect itself, so obviously it doesn't really have any power. So Rabbi Yochanan challenges Eish Lakish from Mishnayos, from Braisos, so Esvei, Rabbi Yochanan asks from Reish Lakish, you know, it says in our Mishnah, Matzah Tavnis Yad Tavnis Regel, Harei Elasur Mnesha Kiyotze Ben Nevad, that if you find an image of a hand or a foot, so it's going to be Asur because such similar things are worshipped. Amai Hashvarim Ninu, why are they Asur? After all, they're broken pieces, and according to Reish Lakish, whether a guy broke them, or even if it broke on its own, it's automatically going to be Mutter, because he's going to have the Svara, that if it couldn't protect itself, it's never going to be able to protect him. So why would it be why would it be problematic? So it says Marhitir Gamashmuel Baumdin al Basisad. No, that's not a good raya, because we said that the case in our Mishnah was that it's not broken. The entire image was a hand or a foot. It's standing on a pedestal as just a hand or just a foot. So Esve, Rabbi Yochanan asked from Reish Lakish from the Mishnah we're gonna have later on. Ovid Khavim Mavatal Vod Khavim Shalov Shal Khaveru. A guy can be Mavatal his own Avodah Zarah, and another guy's Avodah Zarah. The Yisrael in Mavatal Vod Khavim Shalov Khavim. But a Jew cannot be Mavatal in Avodah Zarah of an Ovid Khavim. Amai Tavi Kavod Khavim Shin Shtarba Meleha. Why don't we at least view it like an Avodah Zarah that broke on its own? Because even if a Jew breaks it, the guy will say to himself, look, if the Avodah Zarah couldn't protect itself from the Jew, then it doesn't deserve to be worshipped. Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains, the Mishnah is not talking about where a Jew broke the Avodah Zarah, rather it's Shepechasa, that he hit it with a hammer to the point where he distorted its shape, but not that he actually broke it. So it says Mar v'chi b'chasa mehavi. So what happens if he didn't actually break it? V'atanan b'chasa v'pishlo chisra bitla. Didn't the Mishnah say that one of the ways of being mevatel avodah zarah is if you make it deformed, even if you didn't actually take away from its image? Hanimili d'b'chasa ovid chavim av b'chasa Yisrael lo batla. That when do we say that the Avodah Zarah's bottle by crushing it without causing it to lose any of its content, that's only when an Ovid Chavim crushed it. But if a Jew crushed it, he will not be Mevatalit. Even though if a Jew were to break it, he would be Mevatalit with the Svara that it couldn't protect itself. But when it was just deformed, the guy's going to think that the Avodah Zarah doesn't mind being deformed as long as it's not Chaser. So Rava disagrees with Abaye and gives a different answer. Rava Amar Li Olam Kibchas Yisrael Nami Batla. That even if a Jew deformed it, it will be batal. Ela Gzeira Dilma Magbala V'Hadar Mavtila. There's a Gzeira Drabanan that when a Jew is Mevatal, it's not called Bittel, purely Midrabanan, because we're afraid that maybe the Jew is going to find an Avodah Zarah of a guy, he's going to lift it up to be Kona it, and then he's going to be Mevatal it again, and he's going to assume that his Bittel worked to be Matarit, and really his Bittel didn't work, because Vavi Avodah Zarah V'Yad Yisrael, V'Kol Avodah Zarah V'Yad Yisrael, Eina B'Tei Liyolam, because the moment he picks her up, it becomes an Avodah Zarah B'Yad Yisrael, and an Avodah Zarah in Jewish hands can never become batel. So Gemara challenges Reish Lakish again from another Braisa. Esivei, so Rabbi Yochanan asks from Reish Lakish, Ovid Chavim Shehevi Avanim Mina Markolis, and if an Ovid Chavim brings stones from the Avodah Zarah called Markolis, which is made of a pile of stones that they worship by throwing more stones in front of it, V'chifa Behen Drachim V'Usratios, and they use those stones to pave roads and streets, mutaros, those avanim are mutar bahana'ah, because the guy was obviously mevatel the Avodah Zarah by taking stones from it. But if a Jew comes and starts pulling off stones from the Markolis of Avodah Zarah to use for pavement, it remains Aser. So according to Reish Lakish, it shouldn't remain Aser. Since it's broken, the guy, it doesn't matter that a Jew broke it, the guy should be thinking to himself that the Avodah Zarah couldn't protect itself, it's not worthy of worship. It should be considered just like an Avodah Zarah that broke on its own and therefore is not worthy of worship. So says Gemara, Hachanami Kidder Rava. Over here also we can answer the same way Rava answered the previous Raya, that Meikra Adin, a Jew breaks an Avodah Zarah of a guy, in a Chinami, it would be Batel, but this is a Gezerah Midrabanan, that we're afraid that when the Jew picks it up, he's going to be Kona it, it will become an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, breaking it is not going to help. Another challenge to Reish Lakish from Abraisa, Esvei Ovid Chav Sheshipa Avodas Kuchavim Letzarko, Ven Ovid Kuchavim smooths out an Avodah Zarah of a guy in order to use it for his own purposes. So that's a bittel. He v'shipuya mutarin. Both the actual Avodah Zarah and the trimmings that he did from smoothing it out, that he cut off it from smoothing it out, are all going to be mutar b'ana. But litzarka, but if the reason he was trimming it out and the reason he was doing this was to make the Avodah Zarah look nicer, he asura, then the Avodah Zarah remains asur b'ana v'shipuya. But the trimmings that came off of it are mutar b'ana, because the guy is going to throw those in the garbage. V'Yisrael shaship avod z'chavim. But if a Jew were the one to sort of mold and cut and trim the avodah zarah, bein l'tzarko, bein l'tzarko. Whether the Jew did it for his own purposes to be able to have wood chips that he's cutting off of this avodah zarah tree, or whether he did it to make the tree look nicer, he vishipu yeha asurin. Both the original Avodah Zarah and the trimmings from it are Asr Bahana'a. Now, according to Reish Lakish, that an Avodah Kachavim, that an Avodah Zarah that breaks on its own is Mutar Bahana'a, am I? Why, in this case of Yisrael doing it, will be Asr Bahana'a? Tevi Kavos Chamshin Shab Me'ela? Why don't we consider it like an Avodah Zarah that broke on its own, where the guy will have this Svara that if it couldn't protect itself, it's not going to be able to protect me? So it says, Hachanami Kidarava, we could give the same answer of Rava that we gave before. That really you're right. May Iker Hadin, if an Avodah Zarah of a guy, if a Jew breaks an Avodah Zarah of a guy, it should be Batel. But there is a Gzeirah Midrabanan that we're afraid that the Jew is going to pick it up to be Kona it. It will become an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and Mela cannot become Batel. Another challenge on Reish Lakish. I haven't been keeping count, but a lot of challenges on Reish Lakish. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish from a Mishnah that we're going to learn about in a couple of days, Mem Gimel Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, you find an Avodah Zarah that's made out of metal. Shochik v'zara l'roch matal yam. You grind it up, throw it into the wind or into the sea. And that way, no one will be nichshal and get any hana from it. Amr lo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, why does it help to throw it into the wind? Af hi nase zevel. It will then become like a fertilizer. And it's going to benefit somebody when you throw it in the wind, because it will land in someone's field and help to fertilize the field. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, lo yidbak b'yarchum u'ma menacherim, that you're not allowed to get any sort of hana from Avodah Zarah. So, according to Reish Lakish, though, that an Avodah Zarah that breaks even on its own is a mutar b'hana, amai, what would be the big problem of someone getting hana from it? Tavi kovetz chamashin shab me'ela. Once you grind it up, it should be just like an Avodah Zarah that broke on its own, where the worshipper will say that it's not really an Avodah Zarah anymore, that it doesn't have the ability to protect itself, it's not going to protect him. So again, over here also we could say it's all a din midrabanan, like Rava said, that on a daraisa level a Jew does have the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. We just make a gzeira that we're afraid that he's going to be kone at first, and then he'll lose the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Esvei, another challenge, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yossi Ben Yisayin Omer, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yisayin says in a braisa, Matz Tzuras Drakon, you find a certain snake-like image that they used to worship all the time, but you don't know that this one was worshipped. Verosho chatuch, and its head was chopped off. Safik ovid chavim chatacho, safik Yisrael chatacho, and you don't know if it was a Jew or a non-Jew that chopped off its head. Now a Jew does not have the capacity to be mvatel avodah zarah shel goy, a non-Jew does. Mutter, you're allowed to get hanah from it because it's a svek sveka. Maybe it was never worshipped in the first place, and even if it was, maybe a goy was mvatel it. Vada Yisrael chatacho, asur, but if you know for sure that a Jew was the one who did the cutting of its head, then it's going to be asur, because then you have only one safik, was it ever worshipped or not? So once again, a challenge on Reish Lakish. Why don't we at least consider it like an avodah zarah that broke on its own, where the halacha is that if an avodah zarah breaks on its own, it loses its avodah zarah status. So says Mar Hachinami Kedrava. We hear also we can answer like Rava answered that really Mikra didn't the Jew does have the ability to be mivatal avodah zarah shel goy. It's all gzeir midraban that he might be coded at first. Esivei another. Challenged Reish Lakish. This is from a Mishnah a little bit later on, and Daf Memches. According to the Chamim, you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah tree during the winter time, because during the winter time, the shade of the tree is not going to help, it's only going to harm the vegetables, so you're not actually getting any Anah from the tree. Rabbi Yossi Omer Aflo Yerakos B'Yemos HaGeshamim, that you're not allowed to plant vegetables during the winter time, B'Pnei Shanavia Nosheres Aleha, because the leaves that fall off of the tree will fall onto the vegetables and will turn it into fertilizer, and that will actually help the vegetables. So you will be getting hana from the vegetables. Now, according to Reish Lakish, that an avodah zarah that just breaks is automatically mutar b'hana, amai, why would it be also to get hana from those leaves? Those leaves are pieces that are broken off from the avodah zarah, so it should automatically be mutar. So Gemara says, no, shiny hana. Now that case is totally different, because over there the avodah zarah is still fully intact, it's just the leaves that have fallen off. But wait a second, we discussed the case where you trimmed the tree where the ikra avodah zarah is still there, and still we said that the katani, we still said the tzarka, that if you're doing it for its own benefit, he asura v'shipuya mutarin, that the trimmings become mutter. So even if the avodah zarah is still kayam, that which you trimmed off of it should become mutter. So Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Lefi Sheid Avodah Zarah Betela Derech Gedilasa. Now, a trimming is not something that naturally happens to the tree. That's something that's done to the tree. But when you when something naturally happens, like leaves falling off of the tree, that's just a natural occurrence, and that certainly is not going to be mevatel the avodah zarah status of the tree. So the Gemara is going to so this entire Amud, if we had just one main point on the entire Amud, and that is several challenges Rabbi Yochanan had from Brises and Mishnais against Reish Lakish, who holds that even if an Avodah Zarah breaks on its own, it automatically becomes Mutar Bana. Bez Hashem, next time when we do Membez on Membez, we're going to turn the tables. We're going to bring Kashas that Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan with. But this entire Amud so far, that on Membez Amud, was entirely about challenges that Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish with.